Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship Salem Media Stations in Tampa, Florida, and heard across America on some great radio stations, as well as all across the Caribbean, and streaming live online, as well as on the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, and we also salute our first responders, to include our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and emergency room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, too, and all those helping out with the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitorial, the maintenance and mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with those roughnecks working their rigs, keeping America's oil rolling along. Thanks for what you do to keep America moving. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, to give the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page, jump into the chat room, and you can always follow us on Twitter, too, by going to @CaptainsAmerica. That's @CaptainsAmerica. And joining us right now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's try saying the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Greg Jarrett, who is an attorney and also is a contributor for Fox News, said that the biased anti-Flynn rogue judge exceeds his authority by refusing to dismiss wrongful charges. Now, in addition, we know that there is a movement afoot that started yesterday. It might have started sooner, but yesterday it started with a group of Republican congressmen that are trying to bring him up on impeachment charges.
Well, that's right. And I think Americans are having a hard time wrapping their heads around this, Captain. It seems like it's pretty cut and dried. The charges have been dropped against General Flynn.
Yep.
And another court has already looked at this.
The Court of Appeals, the next court above them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so, but yet still, he's digging in. So it begs the question, why? Why is he digging in?
Somebody has got something on him. What a bet.
Well, I mean, weirder things have happened. And so, yes, this is a distinct possibility, only because it continues to fly in the face of how our judicial system typically works. I mean, this is, it's gone rogue here. Yeah.
Now, your favorite sister out there in California, Senator Kamala Harris, more than likely going to be the vice presidential candidate with Joe Biden. Listen to what she had to say yesterday.
And back with us is Senator Kamala Harris. Senator, working backwards from what we just heard, your reaction to Donald Trump tonight, basically saying that a Black Lives Matter sign is a personal insult to him.
I mean, I think that we've been talking for at least almost 4 years about the various definitions of narcissism. And Black Lives Matter is not about Donald Trump. It's about black lives that do matter. And unfortunately, we know that's a phrase Donald Trump will never use because apparently he does not feel that way. So I think we can move on and do what is necessary to respond to the people who are marching in the streets, demanding one system of justice in America, demanding that we are one step closer to the ideal of equal justice under law. And that's why, in fact, Cory Booker and myself and members of the Congressional Black Caucus and so many others have produced the Justice and Policing Act to address the harm and the tragedy of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and Ahmaud Arbery and so many others. We have solutions. Donald Trump does not. And so let's focus on getting those solutions implemented, including passing the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act.
And that's why they go into a minority neighborhood and burn down the neighborhood, because Black Lives Matter, right?
Well, yeah, the way that she's phrasing that, I think, is really questionable. The president, certainly, as far as I can tell, and she evidently knows exactly how he feels, but I just know through his actions over many, many years, Captain, you know, the president, before he was president, was quite active in helping African-Americans and so forth. So,
Latinos.
Yeah, and Latinos.
Yep.
And so it's really disingenuous, to say the least, for Senator Harris to try to spin these kinds of yarns. But beyond that, there are two different versions of Black Lives Matter. The idea that Black Lives do matter, of course they do. But then there's the political adjunct to that now, which she is picking up on as a method of actually dividing us further. And I think that that's really reprehensible, because we should be making sure that we are not judging people by the color of their skin, etc. But yet she's picked up on this evidently as a declaration of hostilities.
Well, that's what she does, and that's Kamala Harris, and she has a reputation for doing that. And by the way, she is not black herself. Like, she's called herself black a few times. Isn't she Polynesian or something like that?
To be honest, I don't know what her
parents were from Jamaica or somewhere. They were not blacks. They were from the islands. That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. She may be. I just don't know. Yeah.
Well, that's what I believe the case is. But there you go. But the thing of it is again, and Black Lives Matter. How about All Lives Matter? You know, they say, well, that's racist. You can't say All Lives Matter. Really? All lives do matter. Period.
Well, we all matter, and Americans matter.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we continue moving along in the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And remember, it's all about we the people here on this program, we the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. Remember, your vote is so very, very, very important. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, Two Guys Gun and Knife Show is traveling today down to Port Charlotte at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds, and I will be there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, the show today is open from 9 to 5. Tomorrow it's open from 9 to 3. It is at the Fairgrounds, Charlotte County Fairgrounds, right across the street from where the Tampa Bay Rays do their spring training baseball. And, of course, Birch Harley is over there, too, Birch Barracuda. But the thing of it is, folks, is you will find not only new but used and antique guns and ammo and parts and accessories and other things, too. You can buy, you can sell, you can trade. Free parking. They also have concealed carry classes going on there today. You can stop by and say howdy, howdy, and I'll be inside, easy to spot, so there you go, and look forward to meeting a lot of our friends down there in Port Charlotte. So that is the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show today, July 11th, from 9 to 3. I'll be there, the show today, 9 to 5. And 93 tomorrow at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds. Stop by and say howdy, howdy. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we solved all the world's problems when we talked about Kamala Harris, so we're good to go now, right?
I think so. It's going to be interesting. I think you might be right. I think she's the favorite right now to maybe be the VP nominee with Joe Biden.
Well, there's only two other things that I'm hearing that could happen, and I am hearing this. Hillary Clinton might be in the mix, or the secret weapon, the ultimate secret weapon, would be Michelle Obama.
That's really true. That's really true. And this had been broached a while back, but it would be very interesting if they tried to bring Michelle Obama in. Hillary Clinton would be the scariest thing in the world because, you know, who you don't want Hillary to be your vice president, I'm pretty sure, you know. But it's also, I mean, she could try to frame it as a grudge match, but ultimately, if she wasn't at the top of the ticket, she may not want to go and do that, I think.
Well, Joe Biden is being warned, don't keep your eyes on the polls too much because the polls are not accurate. The Trump vote is fundamentally being undercounted.
Oh, I think so, because number one, Captain, what happens if you even hint in public that you might vote for Donald Trump, especially if you have a business or you're known?
You get ostracized pretty much by people, but not everywhere. Depends on where you're at.
Depends on where you're at, but certainly on a national media, this kind of thing, people just don't want to have that kind of headache. But so they're waiting, they're biding their time, and they're going to go vote on November 3rd.
Biding their time?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're biding their time.
Yeah, all right. Now most of the Seattle City Council pledged to support defunding the police. Are they really... And by the way, the majority of the people in Seattle do not want the police defunded.
Well, of course not, because it's ridiculous on its face to defund the police departments. I mean, you know, if we were watching this in a movie, you know, we would see it develop as, well, we're going to now have sort of no-go zones in different parts of our country where all the people who want to live peaceably have to evacuate because there's no protection. There's no rule of law. Chaz was exactly the thing that will happen when the police are taken away entirely. It's not rocket science.
No, and you are absolutely right when you say that. Now, the Army has ordered a review of the Fort Hood Command in wake of the soldier's gruesome murder, the specialist, the Latina specialist that was found murdered there on the post, and apparently the person that did it, the male suspect that did it, committed suicide, and his accomplice, if you will, his girlfriend, is being charged as if she was a full-fledged co-conspirator.
This is such a sad story, Captain, as we've been following it on the news, and the relatives, I believe the sister of the victim, you know, what words can you use to describe the kind of feelings they must be going through, the kind of despair? And so evidently, obviously, they're going to have to try to find out how this happened, what was, you know, the mechanism of all this, and make sure something like this doesn't happen again. It's a gruesome tale.
Well, it was heinous. The result was heinous, unbelievably heinous. All right, and Senator Joni Ernst, who herself is a military veteran, is getting some heck from the GOP for agreeing that some of the bases might need to be renamed because of the names that are there.
Well, it's an interesting sort of problem that's been brought up with that. Nancy Pelosi, of course, in her Thursday press conference, when talking about statues, she referred to traitors to the United States and so forth. So the rhetoric is being ramped up pretty good. But obviously, you know, it just remains to be seen, you know, how this is all going to play out with the possible renaming of these different bases. But I do think that people are worrying about COVID-19. They're worried about their jobs and these kinds of things, but we'll see how it goes.
Now, President Trump commuted Roger Stone's jail sentence, prison sentence. Don't know where that's going to go. He's still a convicted felon, though, right?
As I understand, because this is a commutation of the sentence, but it wasn't a pardon. And so, as Roger Stone had said, as I recall, even if he did not receive a full pardon, he still wanted to, you know, fight to vindicate his name and these kinds of things. So he'll have the opportunity to do that. I think the president basically was not happy with the sentencing, not happy with the way that this whole thing came about and so forth. So that's within his purview to do. But you're right. He did not pardon him and absolve him of what he did. Absolutely.
Did you hear what Adam Schiff had to say about all this?
What was that?
Well, it came on after Friday after everybody left and it was dark and it was terrible the way they did it. Oh, it never should have happened. Oh, I'm thinking to myself, who the hell was doing this all the time in the previous administration?
Maybe Barack Obama? Maybe?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Well, you know, when Adam Schiff wants to gather together all of the evidence in plain sight for Russian collusion and present it, then we'll listen to him a little more seriously about things.
But you know, we can,
he hasn't done that.
We can hope, but I have my doubts about that.
Well, because it's not there. I mean, it's only there only if you want to see it kind of thing.
Yeah. And I'm talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we do six nights a week here in the program. And it's all good because, again, our show is all about we the people. Now, the testing, the coronavirus testing, has reached a bottleneck in some states because of the fact that it's taking forever to get the test results back. Are you hearing that where you're at or not?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I know someone who got a test, and it took several days for them to get that test back. They actually, thankfully, they came back negative, but they started feeling bad, went to the doctor. That took a few days to get there, and then it took another 5 or 6 days after they were at the doctor to just get the test back. So, yes, it does take a while.
Yeah, and it should take, I had a test given to me earlier in the week, and it took me 45 minutes because of the type test that I took. Because I do take the test on a regular basis, because I'm a blood donor, and my blood type is such that with the plasma that I have, it's exactly what they need for the COVID patient. So I am a blood donor, and that's a 45-minute end result. I can't believe it's taking days or weeks to get a test back. Now, that's just plain gross negligence.
Well, it is, and also what it does is it gives us false information to work with, because if you're always looking 5 days or so down the road to see how many new cases you really have in an area, or be able to have people, you know, stay at home and self-quarantine for out of precaution, it can lead to some not very good things in terms of how it disperses through the population. So we have to, and a lot of people have told me, Captain, they don't understand, why is it not that we don't, in other words, why don't we have a more efficient system? Because it seems to be like a real important problem that we need to know about.
Yeah. Now, the June unemployment record from the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed an increase of 4.8 million jobs, according to the daily listing data, especially in the retail and hospitality sectors, indicating that July could be an even stronger month for job growth. And we'll see what happens there.
Hopefully so. And unfortunately, as you know, we've seen even airlines beginning to make some pretty massive cuts. But hopefully we're going to see some things pick up. But with some of these explosions of new cases, it may put a damper on that for a while. But people are fighting. They're fighting, Captain, to make sure the economy is going to start back up.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. We got more coming your way here on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories, along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual: Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Countrywide lockdowns may not be a thing of the past, according to the World Health Organization. Global coronavirus cases continue to climb, with over 12 million now reported worldwide, more than double the amount of confirmed cases reported 6 weeks ago. Dr. Michael Ryan, executive director of the Health Emergencies Program, said that countries may have to go into lockdown once again, and if they haven't, they may have to go into lockdown for the first time. Ryan called whether or not mass lockdowns will again be required the fundamental question facing every country. The WHO has advised countries to open slowly, paying close attention to their data to move cautiously between different phases. Ryan said countries should be ready to move backwards or forwards depending on their numbers. Ryan compared coronavirus outbreaks to forest fires. Small fires, he said, are easy to put out but difficult to recognize. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, you know, during the week we are on 4 hours from 2 to 6, but on the weekend we're a 3-hour show from 2 to 5 live on Saturday mornings. And then our show is replayed over and over again and heard at various times across the country. And we thank everybody, all the affiliates that play it, and doesn't matter when you play it, but we appreciate it. And this portion of the program, the Veterans and Military News segment, is brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. And here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, remember, the National Aviation Academy has got those two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, the other one here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida, over there. And by the way, if you want to find out more about them, you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, to find out more about the National Aviation Academy. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What would you say if I told you a woman became a Green Beret on Thursday, a huge milestone for the Army, and the military, but she isn't the first woman to earn that title.
Well, I'd just be amazed. I mean, I just am so proud, and I just respect anybody who can accomplish that feat. That's really great.
Yeah. Now, the first woman to complete the Army Special Forces Qualifications course and move on to a Green Beret graduated yesterday. And according to the U.S. Army Special Operations Command, she's already been put out into the field somewhere. Don't know where the somewhere is, but we'll find out and we'll see if we can get her on the program.
Well, that would be really great because, again, it's not for the faint of heart. It's not easy to do, and that's why it's such an elite group. Absolutely.
Yep. That's absolutely true. Now, the Air Force wants to turn a former Soviet base in Romania into a NATO Black Sea hub. Now, that would be important to the scheme of things over there because the Navy and Marine Corps, as well as the Army and the Air Force, have found a former Soviet airfield in central Romania that could become a major hub for all of the above. And it's also where the Pentagon is seeking some added fighter plane rotations as part of a mission to deter Russian aggression.
Well, certainly in this day and age, Captain, in this climate, anything that we could do to get a little bit of an advantage, a little bit of a base where you could project that kind of power and try to counter the kinds of things that probably are coming down the pike from places like Russia or Vladimir Putin and also China as well. We have to do everything we can, obviously.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics, of this segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, naa.edu, 800-659-2080 to find out more about them. The Senate ships against the House and their subs, the conference clash with the House Democrats and the Republicans over what to buy for the military and what they need and what they don't need. The Democrats want to add another $2.5 billion to build a second Virginia-class submarine next year. However, the Senate Republicans would rather spend on destroyers and significant ships. So the question is, what to do?
Well, right, and again, I mean, the military budget is literally billions of dollars, obviously.
$400 and some odd billion.
That's right. Well, and again, unfortunately, what we have to guard against is the politics that really get into this in order to have a political win here or there, when in reality, we need to do what's best for our country, whatever that may be. And unfortunately, we seem to be moving further and further away where we can make good common sense based decisions and not have it be just in this world that's been developed by the news media about Trump and all the stuff that's going on. So hopefully they'll make a good decision.
Now, the U.S. Army Chief of Staff General James McConville met with Thailand's Prime Minister and its Army Chief on Friday. And in the first high-level visit by a foreign delegation to Thailand since the COVID-19 pandemic disrupted multi- and international deals that were being wheeler-dealed around the countryside, it can be said that there is progress being made there, and it looks like the United States and country of Thailand could very well become another one of our strong allies in the region.
Well, yeah, very possibly so. And again, just because there's no quote unquote Soviet Union, there's still a lot of influence that's wielded by different of the larger powers. And so again, every time you're able to put together a coalition of friendly and allied nations, that's going to be better for everybody on planet Earth.
Uh-huh. Now, the Air Force, by the way, is considering adopting the Army's Future Vertical Lift Program. This is dealing with the next generation rotorcraft program, which could fill a gap for agile airlift that could be used in a fight against Russia or China, according to the Air Force.
Well, yeah, would this be, when you say rotorcraft, do you mean...
Helicopter.
Yeah, helicopter. So not like the Osprey that is the the cross between those things.
No, no. And we'll see what happens. I mean, a lot of things are changing right now. Two marine investigations going on in Japan during the lockdown as the COVID-19 returns to Okinawa.
Oh, really? Very interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's see here. Let's take a call here real quick. All right, is this Todd?
It is, boss. Let's get down to business. Congratulations to Roger Stone, okay? The people that should be in jail are Joe Biden, Hunter Biden with $83,000 a month, Hillary Clinton. The January 16th, when Donald Trump took his inauguration speech and said, we're giving America back to the American people, right then and there, I knew that those guys spied on Donald Trump and tried to take him down, okay? And where are you, the rest of you Republicans? I see a few of you Republicans. If I was a senator, I'd be at the White House standing up saying, ladies and gentlemen, Obama and Hillary and Joe Biden and Hunter Biden should be in jail. Okay, I'm waiting on Barr. Come on, man. Wake up, man. That is crystal clear. If that was a Republican that did that to Obama, they would have been in jail a long time ago. Me and the captain would have been in jail. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Diamond and Silk, their book Uprising, Why Every American Should Vote, Black, White, Hispanic Should Vote for Donald J. Trump, book coming out. God bless you for that, okay? We're not waiting for Barr. It's a two-tier justice system, and we're talking to the American people. Donald, you've kept your word. You're the only one since when you got inaugurated. You've kept your word, and we stand with you. God bless you for taking all this nonsense from the unholy, ungodly media, and we come against all forces. We're standing up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we're voting Republican. There's nobody in Florida.
Okay.
There's only two people that should vote for Joe Biden, the idiot mayor in St. Pete and the idiot mayor in Miami. Everybody else should be voting for Donald Trump. And God bless Goya. I'm going out and buying Goya products today. God bless you. Let's get to work and save the country.
All right, and he's talking about the spaghetti sauce and the sauces and all that stuff when it comes to Goya.
That's right. I think one of the CEO, as I recall, came out as part of a pro-Latino Trump coalition or voiced his support, basically, and so now they're trying to cancel Goya.
Yeah. All right, well, when we come back, we're going to take another short look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report before Kyle has to go where he has to go, and that's probably back to bed, right?
Well, we'll see. It's almost only 1 o'clock here in the West.
Okay, you got plenty of time to stand up and have a great time.
That's right. We're just getting started. Yep.
All right, well, hold that thought because we are just getting started. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, folks. I'll be right back on the Captain's America Third Watch as we go through the night. And by the way, I'm just looking at this weather map again. Holy cow. Really, really, 125 degree temperatures out there in parts of the desert Southwest. Good Lord.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result?
vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's our friend Donna Fiducia who does the liner for us for the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We appreciate her doing that very, very much. The Truckers Highway and Bible Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Now, pull on in there and say, hey, I've been listening to the captain. He told me I'd get me a free cup of coffee. And guess what? You will. So stop on by. You see one, pull in there. And whatever the case may be, you will get a free cup of coffee. All right, now let's get started here. Some more Creed Fisher for you.
Real outlaws, sinners and saints. Some boys can and some boys can't. Some guys like girly drinks. You should have been a redneck. You see these kids with their pants down low. Think they're cool cause their underwear show. Pull up your pants, son, you should have been a redneck.
Creed Fisher, and I'm going to stop that right there because Kyle Warren and I are going to get into the weather. Now, I'm going to read this, Kyle, and then I'm going to give it to you. Weakening tropical storm Fay continues to move northward into New England with heavy rain, flash flooding, and gusty winds. Severe to strong thunderstorms also may be developing in the Mississippi Valley. Heat is building this weekend into Monday across the southwest. It's forecast to produce temperatures in the 110s with up to 125 degrees in the hottest areas in the desert southwest. And Texas heat inches into the 100s will continue today all across Texas.
That's exactly right, Captain. And the words we can use are excessive, dangerous, and yes, even deadly, these kinds of temperatures. And again, even for areas that are typically have high temperatures, these temperatures are going to be literally off the charts. 107 to 120 degrees, and even perhaps even a little bit more in some of these areas, especially in the Arizona area where you go through Tucson, Phoenix, of course, all through the California desert. I don't even want to think about what's going on in Death Valley, but we also have some heat advisories in Central California going up almost as far as Modesto. We have heat advisories here in the Southland of California, and as you were saying, Captain, it's all throughout the south of the United States, all throughout the Southwest, through Texas, all through into the Florida Panhandle, and that's because the jet stream is way up north in the, or I should say, in the northern part of the United States, and that's what's giving rise to all these rising temperatures, even in Washington State, Southern Oregon, and Northern California as well.
Well, since we checked the weather last hour, right now, from Jacksonville, Florida, on I-10, all the way to Phoenix, and then I-8 to San Diego, and I-10 to Los Angeles, you have got high heat advisories with 100-plus degree temperatures all the way across.
Exactly right. So
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Well, I know. This is really something. But so if you are having to travel or drive, as you often say, Captain, make sure you get your radiator exactly
where
you need it to be, and even carry a little bit of extra water and these kinds of things. And certainly, you know, be sure that if you are stuck, that you're going to be able to get in touch with somebody and have something on hand in order to battle that heat, because it can come up on you. And heat stroke is a very serious thing. It's an emergency if you have heat stroke, and you would need to dial 911 if you're experiencing that.
And all of Louisiana, most of Arkansas, the western part of Mississippi, the central part of Oklahoma, most of Texas, most of New Mexico, the southern half of Arizona, and the total eastern third of California in the desert, and Las Vegas and Nevada, as well as up towards Mesquite, Nevada, they're all under this heat advisory.
Absolutely. And as New Mexico as well, and up through Utah, just about east of Provo, it looks like there as well. So yeah, it's all over the central United States, and also up in Wyoming. We've got a fire weather watch in the northeastern corner of Wyoming tonight.
All righty. Well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on Monday morning because I got to make way for Denise Simon.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is coming up here in just a few seconds, and she's been chiming in here over in the Facebook page. By the way, Joe Bagadonis is chiming in about something. Joe, you did miss that song, so I played it when you asked me to. Mm-hmm. So there you go. But it is what it is. All right, now, we're going to go to the telephone lines again. We're going to go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and here we go. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Top of the morning to you up on the mountaintop. Can you see all us little folks down here in the valley?
Not in the dark.
Well, come on now. You got to get with the program. You got to have more carrots or something. All right. Well, here we go. What happened with the pardon? The commute that Donald Trump did of Roger Stone. What is that all about?
Well, I think probably the discussion that went on with people in the White House with Trump in order for him to do this, not only was Stone somewhat begging for this, but we need to remember juror number 1261, otherwise known as Tamika Hart. Remember that she was a very biased juror and had put out several things anti-Stone, anti-Trump on social media. And she is kind of a professional juror, if you will. She worked diligently to get on in the jury pool and then postured herself to become the jury foreman. Now, she's a Democrat activist. She's been a large critic of the Trump administration. She was, at one point, the Memphis City School Board president. She even, I think, attempted a run at one point for Congress. But she actually, in one point, referred to President Trump as the Klan president using that hashtag. So that would be, I think, the single reason that the president decided to commute his sentence. I personally don't think he should have done it right now. I think he should have served it, 10%. But I'm not a lawyer either. So the criticisms out there by the left are... in volume, but so if anybody needs an argument on why the president did that, just mention juror number 1261.
Yeah, or Adam Schiff, who said, well, they did it on the weekend so they could cover up and not be noticed. And I'm thinking to myself, gee whiz, I remember somebody doing that called Barack Obama.
Well, I mean, a couple days ago, you and I discussed the commutation of a woman who was a known terrorist who was sentenced to 58 years, named Susan Rosenberg, who funded $3.3 million to Black Lives Matter. So, I mean...
Mm-hmm. Yep. How soon they forget. How soon they forget. All right, hold that idea there. All right, folks, we're going to be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Got to take a news break, top of the hour. When we come back... Yep, a lot more stuff going on, and something going on in China. We have a Chinese scientist that came over here that's talking about China. I'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.